Hello, and welcome to the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I'm Carl from selfsufficienthub.com, and I'm here to talk about all things self-sufficiency. Sustainability and food security matters. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 92 of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I hope you're all safe and well. Today is a bit of a change to our regularly programmed schedule. As you all know, Wednesdays have become the interview show. Well, I've had some technical difficulties this week, meaning that the interview that I had lined up is unavailable as it stands. I'm going to have to re-record it, and that's life. However, I didn't want to leave you guys with nothing, so we have got a mini episode today, and I'm going to be sharing some essential reading. Now, I love books. I love gardening books. I love all sorts of books on the sort of things that we all do, and I've developed quite a library. However, upon preparing for this episode, it struck me that actually there's very few books that I own that I would actually consider to be essential for my day-to-day use, you know, ones that I absolutely would not do without. And a lot of the other books I have, I've probably got about 40 books on various subjects pertaining to self-sufficiency and things of that nature. And of those 40, probably 20 or 30 are fairly generic. And what I mean by that is they could be swapped out for pretty much any other title on the same theme. However, I have 7 books in front of me which I cannot say that about. These books I consider to be the absolute pinnacle among their genre, and ones that if you are considering getting a book that relates to the sort of things that these books relate to, then these are the ones that I recommend head and shoulders above the rest. So I'm going to start with 4 books that I think probably everyone listening should consider getting hold of, and then I'm going to talk about 3 books that are slightly more specialist and perhaps won't be your thing. So it's only going to be a short episode, and I'm not going to talk at great length on any of the books, but I am going to obviously tell you what they are and who wrote them, and then a little bit about them and why I think they stand out as exemplary examples of their genre. So I'm going to start with a book that I've mentioned before. It's the only book that I have thus far given an entire episode to, and that is The Encyclopedia of Country Living by Carla Emery. If I could only keep one of my books, this is the one. The reason being, it is so extensive in the topics that it covers. It covers pretty much everything I do, with very, very few exceptions. It talks about building structures, it talks about foraging, it talks about different farming systems, it talks about every type of plant that you could grow for food and how to process it, and it is just, I would say, probably the book I go to not only most, but I probably reach for it twice for every time I reach for its nearest rival, easily so. So it's the book that I recommend you buy. If you're only going to buy one, then buy The Encyclopedia of Country Living by Carla Emery, because it truly is an encyclopedia. It's a great big tome. It's hundreds and hundreds of pages long. I'm just looking now. It's about 900 pages, and those pages are all about A4 size. It's a really big book, but I guarantee that you won't be disappointed. And you just go to the index, and whatever it is you're thinking about, it will be covered. And it's covered in a really accessible way. It's almost like chatting to a friend. So I definitely recommend that. The next book is are slightly more, well, all the rest of the books are slightly more specialised, because the original one that I mentioned is an encyclopedia of country living. It really is that. The others all deal with specific topics. So next up, I'm going to be talking about Abundance by Alice Fowler. It's really easy for you to get in touch with us. You can do it either by sending an email to selfsufficientcontact@gmail.com or by using the link in the show notes to send us a voice message. You can send us a voice message just using your phone. You could also reach out to us on Facebook, where we have the Self Sufficient Hub group and the Self Sufficient Hub page. We're always thrilled to get your feedback, questions, or suggestions for future topics on the show. Now, Abundance by Alice Fowler is a fantastic piece of work, and it's dealing with the subject of abundance and gluts and preserving. So it's all about how to store and preserve all the things that you produce. But it goes through it in such a great way. It talks about when you should be harvesting your plants. It talks about all the different types of preservation methods: freezing, root cellars, dehydrating, canning, making chutneys. But it does it again, I'm going to be using that term again, in an accessible way. It makes everything feel like you should be doing it and you're happy to do it and you're ready to go. Alice Fowler is a fantastic communicator, and I absolutely love this book. I cannot recommend it highly enough. I read it cover to cover. So it contains recipes, but it's certainly not a recipe book. It is going to help you learn how to think about dealing with abundance. So it's going to help you prioritize what you're harvesting, how you're harvesting. It's going to help you prioritize different preservation methods. And it's all dealt with in a really, I want to say simple, but that doesn't really do it justice, just in a really relaxed manner. I absolutely love the way she writes. And again, it's another book that I really highly recommend. And if you're only going to get one book on this subject, on the subject of preserving your own food, then I can't recommend Abundance by Alice Fowler highly enough. The next one is How to Grow Perennial Vegetables by Martin Crawford. Now, regular listeners will know that when I hear the words perennial and vegetables used together like that, I get ever so excited. It's one of the things I'm extremely passionate about, because it just stands for all the things that we're trying to achieve. We're trying to produce as much food as we can. And one of the limiting factors on how much we're able to produce is our time and how much effort we can put into it. When you're growing edible perennial vegetables, you're having to put a lot less effort into each crop, because once the plant is established, it's going to pretty much take care of itself. Now, Martin Crawford's book, it contains basically, it's just a directory. It's a list of, I don't know how many, but I would guess over 100 edible perennial vegetables. And each one, it talks about different varieties, how you would grow them, how you would crop them, what the downsides of them are. And it gives you all the information you need to know to think, right, okay, if I can only grow three this year, then these are definitely the three for me. It was how I came to learn about things like Egyptian walking onions. It was how I came to learn about growing runner beans as perennials. There's so much to take from this book that, again, I put it up there as one that everybody who's doing the sort of things that we're all doing, dear listener, would genuinely gain so much from having read. So I put that as the standout leader in the genre. I'm not sure that there is any competition, if I'm honest. So I'll just say the name again, and that is How to Grow Perennial Vegetables by Martin Crawford. The next book is a foraging book, and it is a recent acquisition by myself, and it is The Foraging Pocket Guide by Marlo Renton and Eric Begain. It is fantastic. I have owned so many foraging books over the years, and this one deals with foraging and teaching much the same way as I do. So if you've seen any of my foraging videos, my mushroom videos, everything that I'm trying to get across is how to stay safe. So if you see something that looks like this, you need to check these following criteria. 1, 2, 3, tick, tick, tick. You cannot have anything dangerous. That's how it approaches the subject of foraging. And for that alone, I believe it to be just head and shoulders above anything else that it would be competing with. But it's also far more comprehensive. It contains a lot more mushrooms and a lot more species, and it doesn't try and include a lot of the wild edibles that people pick just because they're edible. It only includes the ones that are actually worth picking and are really good to eat. Now, there's one caveat to put with this book, and it would go for any foraging book on the market, and that is to say that it is a regional book, so it's going to be far more useful if you live in the UK than if you live somewhere else. But that does not mean that it's not useful elsewhere. It just means that you might need to do some additional research for potential dangerous lookalikes that grow in other areas. But I still heartily recommend it, and that is The Foraging Pocket Guide by Marlo Renton and Eric Begain. Definitely the best of the bunch in the genre, in my opinion. You can find Self-Sufficient Hub content elsewhere online in lots of other places. We have a YouTube channel, we also have our website, and now there's our Facebook page and Facebook group. Links to all of these you can find in the show notes. Come check us out. And then finally, I've got three other books in front of me, which I also consider to be essential for me. And they are absolutely fantastic books. And if you're in the lookout for a book in this genre, then this is my strong recommendation. But the reason these three are separate to the previous four is these three are more niche, so they might not appeal to everyone. The first one is The Art of Natural Cheesemaking by David Asher. This really is the book that I was waiting for a long time. So many cheesemaking guides and books are based all around the commercialization of cheesemaking and how it has become. The processes that are used these days are far less natural than the traditional ways of making cheese. So the tagline is actually using traditional non-industrial methods and raw ingredients to make the world's best cheeses. And if you're looking at getting into cheese making, then I recommend before you pollute your brain with any other resources, you start here, The Art of Natural Cheesemaking by David Asher, because it's going to give you all of the information you need to make cheese that tastes amazing and can be made from just the natural raw ingredients rather than having to buy a lot of commercial cultures and things like that. The second one is Bushcraft 101 by Dave Canterbury. Now, if you're into bushcraft or wilderness survival or anything like that, a lot of the things that I do has a lot of crossover. So I love to be able to just make the things I need ad hoc by reaching to my pocket knife and making things out of bits of wood that are lying around or whatever it might be. And this is the first bushcraft book I've read where almost on every page, I'm actually taking something away and feeling like it's something that I might actually use in the field. And I can tell you now that I have used in the field several times. It covers all sorts of things from cordage, survival skills, you know, sharpening blades, all that kind of thing. And it's highly recommended. So Bushcraft 101 by Dave Canterbury is my recommendation for a book in that genre. And finally, and as I said, these last three are all niche books, but the last one is the book Mushrooms by Roger Phillips. Now, any serious mushroom forager will have this book. It is the book. It is the comprehensive guide. In fact, reading the tagline again on the front cover, a comprehensive guide with over 1,250 detailed photographs of mushrooms and other fungi. Now, this is the field guide. It is undisputedly the one field guide that every mycologist should have, everyone who's an amateur mycologist looking into learning about mushrooms, because it is so extensive. And anyone who is used to trying to identify plants or fungi in the wild will know the advantage of having a really good field guide, and this covers pretty much everything. Now, again, it carries the same caveat as the previous foraging book with regard to regionality. However, I am not sure of a different version available anywhere else that compares to this insofar as its comprehensiveness. So those are my seven recommendations. I will just briefly list them again. So Country, the Encyclopedia of Country Living by Carla Emery, Abundance by Alice Fowler, How to Grow Perennial Vegetables by Martin Crawford, and The Foraging Pocket Guide by Marlo Renton and Eric Begain are the four that I think everyone should get. And then the more niche ones, The Art of Natural Cheesemaking by David Asher, Bushcraft 101 by Dave Canterbury, and finally Mushrooms by Roger Phillips. I hope that you go out and get yourself at least one of these. I'm sure you won't be disappointed. Please do let me know. And I apologize for the alteration to our regularly scheduled programming. Next Wednesday, the interview series will be back. And we have interviews lined up for the next few weeks with experts on seed saving, on wild mushrooms, on all sorts of amazing topics. I do hope you'll join me for those, and I will speak to you on Friday. If you find this podcast valuable, there's several ways you can support it. The easiest of which is to rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts. You could also talk about it or share it wherever you post online, including your social media pages. And now you can support the podcast directly by becoming a patron at patreon.com/selfsufficienthub. However you support the podcast, we really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. See you soon.